as we've talked about, we're so worried about the getting out of the play-in that what's going on behind Dallas right now, it's pretty interesting because right now they have a hold on the seventh spot by a game. It's because Memphis lost last night in double overtime to Denver when they had pretty much control over that game in regulation. Denver came back and they got that one. So they are a game ahead of Memphis for seven, two games behind Portland for six. But Golden State right now is at 500, 29-29. San Antonio is 28-28. So 9-10 are tied with Golden State and San Antonio. And Golden State is on a run right now because even with them only winning, they won last night in Philadelphia. They had Boston against the ropes in the first half and even in the second half before Boston had a massive comeback to win that game. They had won four games in a row before that loss to Boston, and then they won last night on the road against Philadelphia. So they've won five or six games. But the run that Steph Curry is on right now is insane. Mike, have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay, so he overtook Bradley Beal now. Bradley Beal, the whole year, has been leading the NBA in scoring with a little over 31 points a game. But the run that Steph has been on right now, he is officially on top of the NBA in scoring at 31.4 points a game. So in the last 10 games, he's averaged 40.7 points. And we all hear about the historic seasons that have gone down with 50, 40, 90, right? That's only been done 13 times or something like that. Right. Dirk has a 50,
Nash.
40, 90.
We should explain that. That's 50% from the field, 40% from threes, and 90% free throws.
Can I give you Steph Curry's splits in the last 10 games?
Uh-oh.
55, 50, 91.
Oh. 50 from three.
50.
And with 100 plus attempts.
And from some of them, 35 feet.
Right.
So last night, they do beat Philadelphia. He had 10 three-pointers in the game last night.
Oh.
That makes for 21 three-pointers in his career. 21, 10 three-point made games in his career. Okay?
Wow.
The person second on that list is Klay Thompson. You want to guess how many he has?
You are subconsciously holding up a two. I'm going to say two. Now you have a five up.
So it's got to be zero or one.
Ridiculous.
Five.
Five, yes. Second most games with 10 plus three-pointers made with five. And Steph has 21.
It's unreal.
He has four of them in the last seven games. Four games with 10 plus three-pointers made.
And he's averaging almost 41 points a game for the last 10 games?
Yes. No one in NBA's history has made more threes in a five-game stretch than Steph's 46.
But you know what? Numbers like this sometimes do not correspond with the team doing well. Somebody will go on some kind of big run, but that doesn't mean the team's necessarily playing well. Golden State, the rest of them, and this is the coach, Steve Kerr, who's a brilliant coach, but they figured out how to not only buy tickets to the Steph show, but participate in it.
I tell you what, some of his teammates are saying sometimes you can't help but watch what's happening on the court in front of your face as he is, as history is being made. So his last five games, 53 points, 10 threes, 42 points, 11 threes. And then he had an off night with 33 points and four threes. And then he picked it back up, 47 with 11 threes and 49 with 10.
Do you remember about maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks ago when Philadelphia just trailer park slapped the Mavericks?
Yes.
That team, Golden State, went into their place last night and handled them. And by the way, It wasn't 149 to 144.
Right, it was 107-96 with Steph scoring 49 points.
49 of the 107 was Steph Curry.
First player in NBA history aged 33 or older with 11 straight 30-point games. Kobe Bryant held that streak with 10 straight in December of 2012.
Can I give you the most, everybody likes to say the most. Can I give you something that will knock you and Mike back silly? This is 11 straight games of 30 points or more for Steph. Holy cow. What's the record for consecutive 30-point games? How close is Steph getting to the all-time record? You guys know the record?
No, that has to be some type of Wilt record, right?
You're right there, baby.
Okay. Oh, then he's not right even on. Not even close then, right?
I don't... Because didn't Wilt average like 50 points in a season one time?
Yep.
All right, so that has to be...
Yeah, like every game of the year.
Right, I would say, I don't know, a 52-game streak.
Well, that's a good guess. Mike, do you have one?
I'll say 52 as well.
What's wrong with you?
Well, we're righteously going gaga over Steph's 11 straight 30-point games. He is 54 games short of the record.
I think they should just not, you know, like it should be a different category. All Wilt stuff.
I know.
You know?
Wilt scored 30 or more 65 straight games.
Jeez. That's insane.
See, Steph Curry was getting MVP chance in Philly.
In Philly! On the road, they're screaming MVP.
And that was a couple days after KD was getting KD sucks chance.
And he's not even in the game.
Yeah, he's
on
playing.
The sideline, and his reaction was so funny.
Yeah, what'd he say? He said, what'd I do?
He's standing there rooting on his team, and he just went, what? I'm in street clothes. Why do you say I suck?
Like, that's the least likely road fan base to give an MVP chant to an opposing player.
Philly. They hate everybody. They hate their own team.
Especially with Joel Embiid on their own team.
Right.
It is remarkable. And it gets to the point where you can even make noise like Luka and Cuban did about the play-in situation, because you play all this time to make yourself available for the playoffs. Okay, you're in. And then you have someone like Steph that can go off and win games by himself. They are no one, and I mean no one, wants to tangle with Golden State right now, whether it's a play-in situation or a series or anything, because that dude gets hot, he can single-handedly beat anybody.
Like, should Kerr tell him 20 a game? Shoot 23s a game. Like, it's going to be a good result. And he hasn't even hit 20, you know, in this streak this month. I mean, it's usually in the mid-teens. I mean, he shot 19 game before last and 17 last night. But what's the downshot? Like, always shoot anything you want.
Because right now they're going in at a ridiculous
rate. And they always
rate.
Go in at a high rate.
Can I give you a guess why Steph got the chance last night and why Durant got Durant sucks chance? Is it almost impossible to dislike Steph Curry?
I guess if you're not a heated rival.
Do you like Steph Curry, Donnie?
I do. Yeah.
See, I do too. I'm in awe by him, but I don't know. I don't know. As like a Mavs fan, I guess I don't.
I think it's amazing because of what he's doing with his expectations coming into the league. And how early on, Norm, he had glass ankles. And they didn't know if that dude was going to be a really good NBA player because he could not stay healthy. And then he's the cornerstone of three championship teams, especially the first one. Now, everyone's a little upset, and he became the villain when Durant got on the team. But just to see that rise in his small stature and how he's making 30-foot shots the norm here, it's I don't want to say it's impossible not to like him, because when he's just digging on your team and tearing them up, you can say, okay, I don't like that dude.
Right.
But someone who's not fully invested because he's just not terrorizing your team, yeah, I can see how you can say, okay, I can see, because he almost has this underdog type of deal because he's tiny.
I like him too, but he does have super cocky face, and he has cocky mouthpiece chew.
Hey, wouldn't you?
Look, yeah, but we're allowed to not like players on opposing teams.
I love the mouthpiece chew.
No.
I do. I love the mouthpiece chew, and I love the Steph shake.
The shimmy deal?
The shimmy?
Yeah, the shimmy.
And we probably do this every time, but imagine, what draft was it? 2009, and Minnesota Timberwolves have the 5th and 6th pick, and they decide, we'll take a point guard with both, and you get Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn. And then the next point guard, obviously, at number 7 is Steph Curry.
But he's from Tiny Davidson. Now, yeah. He did lead that run. Davidson made the Sweet 16 that year. That year, was it Elite Eight? I know he showed out in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But still, tiny dude like that. I don't know. I didn't know too much about Rubio, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're regretting the fact that they had 2 picks.
And they picked the same position.
Right, and not Steph. I saw another stat where I think he's made 75 three-pointers or 79 in this stretch, and Chris Paul's made 73 all year. Threes. It's incredible what's happening. He's toting that team that doesn't have his running buddy, Klay Thompson. That's Draymond Green, who really can't shoot. He's a good facilitator, and he runs the team a little bit, but he can't shoot. Wiggins is playing well, but there are times where he'll go into a shooting funk on you in a minute. And name the other starters on that team.
Well, Looney has now taken over center, Kevin Looney.
Right.
Because remember, they lost their top of the draft pick, Wiseman, to injury. He's gone for the year.
And they are creeping along in that 7, 8, 9, 10 area that you're going to have to maybe play that guy. Whether it's home or on the road, it doesn't matter. And in one game where if you lose, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
How scary is that?
Terrifying. Against anyone.
You want one game with Steph? What if he hits 57 that night?
You're toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Burnt toast. So, Golden State next.
Brisket toast, maybe.
I don't know who they have next, but
it kind of makes you want to watch, right?
Right. Like, when you see
you're
history.
You're going to hang 50, dude. I know you're going to.
When you see everything that's happening right now, you want to check out the next game.
At Washington, Wednesday night. When do we get them? We get them April 27th on TNT.
Bradley Beal versus Steph Curry on Wednesday night? Whoa.
Then how about they get Denver Friday, and the one guy who might keep Steph from winning that MVP.
The Joker.
And he had like 47 last night. He was in double OT, of course.
They had to climb out of the hole they were in to beat Memphis.
47-15-8.
They did Dallas a favor right there. Oh, man. That's going to be a tough, because Embiid, he's missed a ton of games. LeBron's missed a ton of games. And even if you say Steph, that team may barely be over 500. So can you give the MVP to a guy whose team is barely over 500? The NBA just, they don't do that.
Well, can I put one more on the table?
Sure.
Dame Lillard.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
that's
hurt now, but gee.
I wonder.
What an MVP race.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think the Joker right now, with almost averaging a triple-double, and his team sitting in the 4th spot right now, pretty comfortably in the 4th spot, a couple of games behind the Clippers for the 3rd. I think the Joker right now.
Joker's minus 350. He's the fave odds as of today, April 20th. Joel Embiid plus 350. And then it's a pretty big jump down to Giannis at 16.
I don't think there's a chance Giannis gets 3 in a row.
And then Steph at 18-1.
I wonder who put 10 bucks on the Joker to win the MVP at a plus 180. Oh, who did that?
Why is he pelvic thrusting?
I don't know who would
slowly
do something like
too.
That.
Do it fast if you're going to do it.
Okay,
do
here
so
we go.
Slow.
You ready?
No.
Shotgun.
Oh. Ugh. Stop.
All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.